Everybody's happy about this. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we have a story. Why do I tell you so many stories? Well, stories are one of the best ways for you to improve your listening comprehension and speaking ability in English. It's all about comprehensible input. We have learned that if you study the structure of the English language, you study all the grammar rules, you study all the exceptions to the grammar rules, and you deal with all the unpredictable pronunciations in English, that failure is common. People get frustrated and they give up. The modern trend in language learning is to listen to the language, listen to a lot of the language, and then later start reading that language. This is comprehensible input. If you get enough input, you will be able to produce output. It takes time. So today I have a story about David. So for those of you who follow this channel, you may know who David is. But for everyone else, David is Charlotte's older brother. He is 18 years old and is about to turn 19. He is just finishing up his first year of college and he will be coming home soon. Everyone's happy that David's coming home for the summer. Of course, David knew he was going to have the summer off, so he gave a lot of thought to what he was going to do with this free time. He decided that he wants to get a summer job. He discussed this with his good friend, Chris. Now, Chris and he are both in the same college, but they went to the same high school and have known each other for years. They're very good friends. So David and Chris have talked about what they should do to get a job for the summer. They both want to make some money, but they also want to do something interesting. They don't want to do a boring job just for the money. They want something that's interesting, something that's worth doing. Because of this, David sent a text message to his dad, Bill, and asked him what he thought about summer job options. Now, that text message arrived on Bill's phone in the middle of a busy work morning. Bill works for a big company, and he finds that his work requires him to really concentrate and focus on the subject matter, because if he doesn't focus and concentrate on the subject matter, he'll make mistakes, or he'll just generate a report or a result that is really poor quality. Unfortunately, Bill's company has really embraced the information age and the internet. The senior management of his company requires all the employees to answer text messages promptly and answer emails promptly. Now, Bill wants to have a reputation at work as being capable and helpful. He wants to be a team player. He doesn't want a reputation for being a contrarian or a grump. He wants to contribute to the company and he wants to help his fellow employees. Unfortunately, most of the text messages he gets from fellow employees are not very useful. Frequently, they ask him to drop everything and give them some information that they could easily have found on their own. He attributes a lot of the messages he gets to laziness. But on this subject, he has learned to bite his tongue. He does not want to be thought of badly by the management. For Bill, emails are equally troublesome. A lot of times, emails are not the right format to solve a problem because a discussion is required, and trying to discuss something on email is slow, tedious, and disjointed. So he has learned, given the complexity of his work, to pick up the phone and talk to people directly many times. He has learned to use email to document what they agreed upon or where they would like to go next in this discussion. So this is the environment into which David's text message arrived. Bill was fighting grumpiness when his phone gave the signal that he had just received another text message, and he looked at it. Now, his first response was, oh no, another text message. And then he saw David's name. Oh, this is good. So he relaxed. Then he saw that David had asked a very open-ended question. So what's an open-ended question? An open-ended question is an expression in English, and it refers to a question that allows the answer to be very broad, to bring in a lot of information. So sometimes we ask questions that are very specific. What is the most common color for the top light on a traffic light in the United States? Well, there's only one answer, and it's one word, red. That is not an open-ended question. But if, on the other hand, you asked, where would be a good place to go for summer vacation, then that's a very open-ended question. It's a very broad topic and a very detailed but broad-ranging answer could result. The question posed by David to his dad is, where should I look for a summer job? So since this message came from his son, Bill did not get angry. He didn't want to take a lot of time to answer it. So what he typed into his phone was, it depends. And then he continued, I will call you tonight. And he sent that. The message came back immediately with a thumbs up emoji attached and then a brief statement after 7. That's useful, because that information told Bill when it would be a good time to actually make phone contact. With that, Bill went back to his work, hoping that the constant interruptions from text messages and emails will slow down enough that he can get through the current report that he's struggling with. He figures a little bit of uninterrupted focus, and he could get this report finished. Shortly after 7 that evening, Bill called his son, David. After greeting him on the phone, he said, you asked a great question about summer jobs, but the question is, what do you want in a summer job? You have the summer off. How do you want to invest that? David said, oh, I don't know, something interesting. I was talking to Chris, and he and I thought maybe we could get a job together working in the same place. The advantage of that is we could share commute expense. Now, Bill saw the wisdom in that, because there is no extra car in their family, and so transportation would be an issue to be dealt with for a summer job. Bill continued. He said, well, you know, there's no rule that you have to work. You could take the summer off and focus on things like reading. You could invest your time reading things related to your schoolwork, or you could read things that you ordinarily wouldn't read. You could read literature. You could learn about music or art. You can use this summer however you wish, because your mother and I have not made any rule that you have to work during the summers of your college career. David said, thank you, that's very nice of you, but I think I do want to work. Chris and I were talking about maybe getting a job in construction. Now, when he said that, that caused a light bulb in the mind of his dad. Bill thought, I have a contact here why don't I call Robert and see if he has any recommendations how a couple of young, hard-working guys might get a construction job for the summer. Sounds great. So that's what he explained to David. He said, let me call Robert. Robert has a lot of contacts, and he may know a company that would be interested in a couple of hard-working young guys. David thanked him, and they vowed to speak again after Bill had made the inquiries with Robert. The following day, late in the morning, Bill called over to the hardware store and asked to speak with Robert. After a short delay, Robert picked up the phone and said, "Can I help you?" Bill identified himself, and the conversation became much friendlier. Bill explained the idea that the two boys wanted to work in construction, and Bill wondered if he had any recommendations. Robert says, "Well, as a matter of fact, I do." He continued, "By coincidence, I was talking to a guy yesterday who works for the McCree Construction Company. This guy, Pete, is an older guy. He's a very experienced carpenter, and he is best described as a foreman who runs job sites for the McCree Construction Company. McCree is a general contractor, and they're well respected in town. They do a lot of work. So Pete was telling me yesterday that they have trouble finding strong, young, hard-working people who want to work construction during the summer." Bill thought, "Wow, this is a bullseye. This is exactly what I wanted to hear." He asked Robert how they should proceed. Robert said, "Well, why don't you have the boys call over to McCree Construction and just tell them what they have in mind? They will have a job application. They can probably send it to them in an email, and then they'll go by for an interview. And if what Pete told me here in the store just the other day is true, they should easily get a job." That evening, Bill related all that information by telephone to his son, David. As recommended, David found the McCree Construction Company, got their phone number, and called them the following day. The lady who answered the phone responded immediately. She said, "I can send you an application in an email. It's just a one-page PDF, and then you can send it back to me by email. This is super easy." She did just that. David and Chris filled out the applications and emailed it to the construction company. They each got an answer the following day, inviting them to interview after they returned to town from college. They had specified in their application when they would be in town. The first Monday after David returned home, he and Chris went to the McCree Construction Company office and interviewed. They were hired on the spot. It was explained that they could work 5 days a week, expecting 40 hours each week. They would not work in the same job site every day. Their primary contact is going to be Pete, the senior foreman carpenter, but Pete will tell them where to go on various days. There were several job sites that needed a variable amount of help by laborers. So to be efficient, Pete will tell them which job site they should go to the following day. They were told to show up Tuesday morning at the newspaper because Pete had a renovation project that he was doing at the newspaper. The newspaper had collected a shopping list of renovations that they wanted to be done, including the elimination of a hallway to expand a room and make more space for employees. They wanted to move around some room dividers. They also had a bunch of ceiling tiles that needed to be replaced, and they wanted some new lighting fixtures put in. This was the sort of work that Pete has done for years, and it turns out Pete is their go-to guy for projects at the newspaper. In addition to the newspaper, there is a factory outside of town that makes cabinets. This factory has several construction projects underway being managed by a different foreman within McCree Construction. With this revelation that they just got their summer job, David and Chris thanked their new employer and headed home. Now they have to deal with the practical issues of what sort of clothes and shoes they will wear, how they will bring their lunch, and what time they should meet in the morning so that they get to their first day of work on time. This is what they discussed on the way home. In the next episode, you will learn what happened when Chris and David showed up to work with Mr. Pete. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.